The latest from podnews.net. Our editor, James Critland, that's me, has written an opinion article called Podcasts, What Apple Should Do Next, containing three simple steps to stop the decline of Apple podcasts and help podcasters. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. The Google Podcasts Creator Program has just opened its second round of applications. It, quote, seeks to increase the diversity of voices in the industry globally and lowers barriers to podcasting. How you can make the most of podcast advertising, an article by Suchandrika Chakrabarty, was part of a Future of Advertising supplement in the Times last week. It's now been published online. All the contributors to this article are excellent, especially the second one. Podcasts are great for people who have difficulties seeing properly, but making sure that your podcast website is accessible is important too, says Robert W. Kingert. It's also a legal requirement in many countries. In a statement, Libsyn says its podcasting revenue has grown by 30%, and in total the company earned double the amount of revenue year on year, earning over $22 million. The company has $11 million in the bank, so congratulations to them, podnews.net/support. We note that podcasts on iHeartRadio have been marked up using OpenGraph as videos, and as such, they appear within a Google video search, which is interesting. Indian newspaper The Hindu covers the power of podcasts. They say, in countries similar to India, where people are still not very comfortable showing their face, this medium fits in perfectly. Another day, another music streaming company is moving into podcasting. Angami, a music streaming service for the Middle East and North Africa, has just added over 250 shows to its service, including Joe Rogan. And rejoice, we have another Netflix for podcasts. Brilliant. It's an app called Brew, and it's looking at a $5 a month subscription. Brew pays its creators based on their number of unique listens. They've raised a total of $400,000 in a funding round. And Sean Clements would like you to clear your throat, please. In podcasts, we cover a couple of new podcasts today from the Bleacher Report Football Ranks and Cadence 13, a new podcast from them called Professional AF. And this podcast, Pod News, is also available as a daily news briefing on Amazon Alexa and on Google Home. Find us wherever you control what news briefings you want to listen to. And ours, as you probably know, is usually less than 2 minutes long. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.